Twins and Angels on Saturday. All the anticipation has been mounting for Albert Pujols to hit home run number 600. The fans were ready, and their patience would be rewarded. In the bottom of the third, the Angels would come up with some home runs. It wouldn't be Pujols. It would be Andrelton Simmons as he stepped to the plate with the Twins leading 1-0.
Young stays in the pitch, a swing and a drive, left field and deep. Rosario back, warning track wall, it's gone. Home run, Andrelton Simmons. And the Angels lead 2-1. And the 0-1, a drive in the air to right field. This is way back as well. Kepler at the wall. Calhoun goes deep again. Back-to-back home runs.
Irving gets a sign from Jimenez. One ball, two strikes. Swung on, hit high in the air down the left field line. Pujols walked in it, and that ball is gone. His 600th home run is a grand slam. Pujols being mobbed at home plate, his teammates out of the dugout. High fives to everybody, and believe that is the first time the 600th home run is a grand slam.
The Twins had an early lead, but they go quietly in a 7-2 loss to the Angels on Saturday that featured Albert Pujols hitting home run number 600. Here's Twins manager Paul Molitor.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Albert and chasing history. I think that we all can appreciate that, and a little tough to applaud when it's a grand slam that kind of puts you, you know, down by six. But, give him credit. You know, he got behind in the count, and Irvin left the slider where he could handle it. So I think everyone kind of salutes him on that accomplishment. There's no denying that's just incredible, and who knows what he's got left and how far he's going to go with some of these categories that he's climbing in. Irvin, you know, I can't really explain it. It was not his night. I think even those couple of zeros he put up early were a little bit of a struggle. He tried to maneuver around that inning the best he could, but he had a couple of walks and the base hit, and then he couldn't get that last out to get off the field. So, a tough one, you know. Shoemaker hung in there. We got a nice rally in the first, but we really never got much going after that except for Kepler's home run.
Once Irvin was struggling and the bases were loaded, and he comes up to the plate, did you have a feeling like that this might be the moment?
I think what you kind of anticipated every time he comes up there. I think he's been pretty poised, and he's got some good swings. He just hadn't connected yet. It was just, he worked enough during that at bat to where he kind of, you know, I don't know, the slider looked to me like it just kind of hung in there for him to get a good swing at, but I was hoping it wouldn't be at that moment. It turned out to be, you know, a little bit more dramatic exclamation point with the grand slam.
Sunday, Jose Berríos pitches for the Twins against ex-twin Ricky Nolasco of the Angels.